Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 15th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is north at 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.36. The dew point is 31 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. After six decades, the Hutchinson Symphony Orchestra is shutting down.
A lack of funding and lower attendance is causing the Hutchinson Symphony Orchestra to cease operations. In a letter posted on social media, the orchestra's board of directors said Thursday the final performance at the Fox Theater will be on April 7th. The orchestra played Thursday night with the famous Texas Tenors. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America released the 2024 Allergy Capitals report this week, detailing the most challenging cities in the U.S. for living with seasonal allergies, and Wichita came in at the top of the list for the second straight year due to higher than average tree and grass pollen, higher than average medicine use, and low access to allergy specialists. Common symptoms of seasonal allergies include runny nose, stuffy nose, sneezing, red and watery eyes, itchy nose, eyes, ears, or mouth, and swelling around the eyes. This is Kansas Information Network News.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Farmers statewide will likely see decreases in their property taxes this year, and it's because their assessed property values are down, because property values used for taxation purposes for agricultural land are calculated based on land use, not market value. Years of lower crop yields have led to the lower taxes, even if the land is more expensive to buy, and farmers said having lower property values this year is helpful in light of recent market instability, as the last few years have been challenging for Kansas farmers. In the state as a whole, they're down roughly 10%, and the decrease in taxes helps to free up some cash, which some farmers plan to use to plant more crops and buy herbicides. Some farmers have said their crops are looking pretty good this year, even better than in years past, and if crop production continues to improve, agricultural land values will also slowly rise up with those improved outlooks. Teachers in the state could move to a retirement plan with better long-term benefits if new legislation is advanced, and the change may help stem the state's increasingly severe teacher shortage, as Timothy Graham, the Director of Government Relations and Legislative Affairs for the Kansas National Education Association, pointed to state vacancies during a Tuesday hearing on the potential change. According to the Kansas State Department of Education, in the fall of 2022, there were 1,650 reported vacancies, and in the fall of 2023, the state had an estimated 1,810 teacher vacancies. Graham said, assuring educators that they have a dignified and comfortable retirement after years of public service is simply the right thing to do. Kansas implemented current tiers for the Kansas Public Employee Retirement System in 2015 following financial strain. The Kansas Public Employee Retirement System, or KPERS, includes all of the state's public sector workers, such as teachers, lawmakers, and firefighters. These workers fall into three retirement levels: KPERS Tier 1 for people enrolled before July of 2009, KPERS 2 for those entering between July of 2009 to December of 2014, and CAPERS Tier 3 for everyone enrolled after January of 2015. Rather than relying on a formula based on years of service and final average salary, as is the traditional pension plan of Tiers 1 and 2, CAPERS Tier 3 ties a member's lifetime benefit to contributions and interest earned throughout the member's career in a 401k-like account. Senate Bill 479, heard Tuesday in the Senate Committee on Education, would convert Tier 3 members to Tier 2 by January 2025 and allow teachers who become CAPERS members in July of 2024 to enter Tier 2, although shorter-term teachers who would receive more benefits under Tier 3 could choose to stay in that tier. CAPERS estimates 40,000 teachers are employed in Kansas school districts, and about 15,500 are CAPERS Tier 3 members. The State Conservation Commission, or SCC, will hold its regular meeting this Monday, March 18th at 9 a.m. at the Kansas Department of Agriculture office in Manhattan. The SCC consists of five elected commissioners, two ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agriculture Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and two appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the SCC to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. The meeting is a regularly scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. And for more information about the meeting, including how to listen to the meeting through Zoom or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture, DOC, at kda.doc@ks.gov or call 785-564-6620. The Kansas Department of Transportation urges motorists to plan ahead and secure a sober driver before traveling during St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said that with St. Patrick's Day being on a Sunday, weekend festivities may likely include alcohol, so advanced planning to make sure nobody gets behind the wheel after drinking will avoid DUIs and help save families from losing a loved one, both of which are completely preventable. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, St. Patrick's Day is one of the deadliest days on the nation's roads, so the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign wants to remind drivers that a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 or higher is not only illegal, but it puts all motorists and pedestrians at risk. Preliminary 2023 data from the Kansas Department of Transportation shows that 58 people were killed and another 1,057 people were injured in crashes across the state that involved alcohol. The Drive to Zero Coalition and the Kansas Department of Transportation shared some sober driving tips that include to designate a sober driver in advance, someone who will not drink at all, call a sober friend or relative to drive, use a ride-share program, and take an impaired driver's keys if they insist on driving. For more information about the Buzz Driving as Drunk Driving campaign, you can visit ksdot.gov. In Nebraska news, the cost of damages caused by a fatal explosion in Wood River, Nebraska, now totals in the millions. It happened more than a week ago, and authorities ruled it as an arson, reporting that the suspect died after tampering with the natural gas system in a house. Now, local officials say nearly 60 buildings have some level of damage, with 45 of those structures being homes. City Hall, Wood River Elementary School, and the library were also damaged. Hall County Emergency Manager John Rosenlund said they have estimated between $1.7 million and $1.8 million worth of damage for residents and $1.7 million for non-residential buildings. And he also said there's still cleanup work to do. Residents will be trying to recoup and recover any property that was left behind after the blast, and then individual property owners will be working with their insurance companies and contractors to either demolish or refurbish their homes, depending on the level of damage to the structure. Mayor Greg Kramer said the city's emergency declaration has helped with paying for the city's expenses, and the Wood River Ministerial Association is collecting donations for those impacted. On Thursday, the Nebraska State Patrol released the results of its enforcement campaigns during the Nebraska Boys and Girls High School basketball tournaments. In total, 35 people were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. The patrol said it also issued 612 speeding tickets, with 38 of those drivers going over 100 miles per hour. Troopers caught 68 people driving under suspension and issued 15 citations for being a minor in possession. Colonel John Bolduc said that as teams claimed state titles in Lincoln, their troopers and dispatchers were working diligently to keep fans safe as they traveled across the state. The enforcement campaigns were funded in part by a grant from the Nebraska Department of Transportation's Highway Safety Office. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Board of Commissioners wants to remind the community that they have determined that environmental conditions exist in the county that have led to numerous wildfires. And they've also determined that due to the dryness, the potential for uncontrollable fires does exist. The Board of County Commissioners of Norton County, Kansas, wants to prevent the destruction of crop, grass, building, and/or life. So the Board of Norton County Commissioners hereby bans open burning. Open burning means any outdoor fire, including but not limited to burning of trash in uncontained and uncovered receptacles, burning of fields, pasture, fence rows, and grassland or ditches, campfires, and uncontained warming fires. The resolution will be in effect from the date of execution, February 29th, until such time as it's modified or rescinded by the Board of Norton County Commissioners. The Board of County Commissioners has declared that it will be unlawful to violate the resolution and that anyone found to be guilty of violating the resolution could be subject to a fine not to exceed $500 or confinement in the county jail not to exceed 1 month or both. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development meeting that was held on Tuesday, March 12th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, Dale Jacobson, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrator Assistant. And the February meeting minutes were approved. Via a Zoom call, consultants John Pinger and Doug Smith provided a legislative recap on issues relevant to Norton County. They reported that this week the focus on the legislative floor was regarding the state budget, LATVR funding, and HB 2766, which prevents foreign adversarial businesses, corporations, or governments from owning or leasing land within 150 miles of a military installation. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board that he was continuing to make inroads on the application process for the USDA revolving loan fund. He said he's working out final details and hopes to have it ready for the subcommittee in the coming weeks. Dallas also informed the board that the final plat for the East Site development had been signed off on, and soon they will begin the bidding process. Dallas then brought before the board a request from the Norton County Sheriff's Office that they be included under their purview of Economic Development's relocation funding. With adequate funds in place, the board held a vote and determined that it would be in the best interest of Norton County to do so, with the hopes of attracting more qualified candidates to vacant positions within the emergency services departments. The director advised the board that he was reapplying for a cost-share grant with the Kansas Department of Transportation for upcoming work at the East Site development, and he hopes to hear from them soon if Norton would be a recipient. Finally, Dallas brought before the board that he has partnered with another individual to pursue a community service tax credit on behalf of the Ambie Home and advised that he would keep the board aware of progress made going forward. Questions from the board were taken regarding the director's report, and then with no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:44. Services for Pastor Tim O. Meyer, 70, of Norton, will be held at the Redeemer Lutheran Church today, Friday, March 15th at 10:30 a.m. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation of blood to your community blood bank or the Red Cross, and condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Mass of Christian Burial for Lorene Wurtenberger Hessenflo, 96, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. A rosary will be said at 10 a.m. before the service at the church. Memorial contributions may be made to the Ambie Home or Hospice Services of Northwest Kansas and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Memorial services for Lucille Retke, 91 of Norton, will take place this Monday, March 18th at 10:30 a.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, with Pastor Darlene Sheffer officiating. Memorials may be made in her memory to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Second Chance Homeless Pet Society in Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 58 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 35 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 65. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 32. On Sunday, mostly sunny with the high near 58. And on Sunday night, should be mostly clear with the low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 71. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 67. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is north at 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.36. The dew point is 31 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs made their big splash last night in free agency as they signed former Cardinals and Ravens receiver Hollywood Brown to a one-year deal worth up to $11 million. Brown will pair with Rashee Rice and potentially another receiver that they would draft at 32nd overall in this year's NFL draft. Earlier in the day, they had missed out on former Commanders receiver Curtis Samuel, who signed a three-year $24 million deal worth up to $30, including $15 million guaranteed with the Buffalo Bills, according to Adam Schefter. The Chiefs, though, they did seem to make it their mission this offseason to re-sign their own, as yesterday they re-signed pass rusher Tashaun Worthen and defensive tackle Derek Nnadi to one-year deals. Worthen's deal is worth $2.75 million fully guaranteed, and Nnadi's deal is not yet made public. They lost another player in free agency yesterday as they did not tender a contract offered to tight end Jody Forson. He became an unrestricted free agent and then signed with the Dolphins. The Chiefs had hoped to bring him back at a lower cap hit, but unfortunately they could not. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
With the first round pick for Medicare supplement coverage, Sophia selects Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
Wow, that's a great pick and a perfect fit for her. They've been one of the top performing customer service teams in America for years, and they are good at what they do. Getting her the answers she needs, supporting the care she deserves, and they make it look easy. For affordable Medicare supplement insurance plans backed by the Kansas-based customer service you expect, call Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas at 866-301-7644 or visit bcbsks.com/selection. That's bcbsks.com/selection. Underwritten by Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas Solutions. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. For costs and details of coverage, including exclusions, reductions, or limitations, and the terms under which the policy may be continued in force, call or write Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas.
Are you struggling with health care bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let health care costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. The cold front that moved through the area yesterday is now well to the southeast of us, while a ridge of high pressure is centered over the northern plains. At the same time, we have this trough of low pressure moving over the central U.S. with a cutoff low in the southern part of California. As high pressure expands across Kansas, clouds and any drizzle this morning will dissipate as drier air comes in. Temperatures warm up tomorrow and dropping back and cooling off, windy on Sunday. Even colder Monday with a low Monday morning early in the 20s. Partly cloudy today in northwestern Kansas with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, our low 28. North central Kansas clearing today with a high in the upper 50s. Northeastern Kansas sunny with a high in the low 60s. Southwestern Kansas mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s. Tonight's low 32. South central Kansas, some morning sprinkles with a high in the mid-60s. And in southeastern Kansas, light rain this morning, windy this afternoon with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, we did have a little bit of cash trade took place in Kansas yesterday at 185, but bulk of the trade yet to take place. So we potentially could see a showdown today as far as where this market's going to go, if it's going to stay steady at 185, potentially a dollar higher at 186. We'll wait and see how that goes. We had a mixed trade in the overnight grain market. Hardware winter wheat futures down 2, corn down a half cent to a penny, and soybeans down 8 overall. Nice rally in the grains that have taken place through March 1st. Unfortunately, has stalled out. The China wheat tender cancellation yesterday also played a factor into the market. Next big report's coming out on March 28th.